Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
I'm going to give it about 60, 65,000 sports fans out and about in San Diego last night. Padres, of course, won the head-to-head battle with a bigger stadium and still a slightly bigger following with a bucket hat giveaway and another huge crowd at Petco Park. I think that's 18 sellouts and 21.
No big deal.
Home dates now for the San Diego Padres.
Well, they have like 125,000 people Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Yeah, not
weeknight
not
games
not
against
bad.
The Angels.
I think I saw last year, and remember, they set an attendance record last year and sold out a record number of games. They didn't get their 18th sellout until their 31st game. So
crazy,
they're
man.
10 games ahead of that pace this year as they go for another attendance record. But not a bad crowd. At least, half full last night at Snapdragon, which would be, 17 to 20,000. I didn't see the final numbers as San Diego FC hosted the Colorado Rapids in their first ever midweek game in MLS action. Now, usually you just play Saturday or Sunday, like football, once a week, but occasionally they have these weeks where they throw in the double, and this is one of them for SDFC because they have another home game coming up Saturday against Sporting KC. Good win last night.
Great win.
Really solid game. The parts that I watched, they seemed to dominate the action. Got that first goal. Very nice corner kick goal in the first half, 33rd minute. A header assist from Jeppe Tverskov to Chris McVay, who then headed it in. It's always, I don't know why, I always look, when one guy heads it to another guy
so
who
cool.
heads it into the net, that's a really, really cool goal. And then the second half, Anders Dreyer. I had a fun shot where he hit the post, but then followed it right back to him.
He's and good, man.
Knocked it home. He is leading the team with 6 goals now this season.
Straight games he scored in.
He's hot. He was the one who I met earlier this week when I went down there. Seemed like a really cool guy. He's a Padres fan. Takes his family to the games. Cheers for Manny. Manny cheers for him. And CJ Dos Santos, the goalkeeper.
It's been unbelievable.
Not only a clean sheet, but...
His fifth, by the way.
He had to save a penalty kick,
yeah.
Which is... I know there's got to be some luck involved because you're diving one way or the other, but there's instinct, read, whatever you're getting off the guy who's about to kick it. And he made a terrific save in the 77th minute or something that kept it 2-0 and, keeps the pressure off late in the game.
Got a lot of tier ones in the chat, said they were at the game last night, said it was electric. Just so much fun. So we're supposed to go, 18 of us, by the way, 18 of us. It's quite an undertaking.
Wow.
On Saturday. It's 4 families, and there's 18 of us. And no, Ben, I did not email and ask them for tickets.
18 tickets? That would be a lot to ask.
That would be a lot. Hannah's worried about the rain, and I'll be honest. I'm also worried about the rain. I don't necessarily want to go out and watch it in the rain. If I had my druthers, my choice. You know what I mean? I'd rather, because I want to go to a game badly.
I got that badly. I got
Does that make sense?
Now, we don't do this on purpose in the local news. And Megan, when she was doing her forecast last night as I was anchoring, she teased chance of rain this weekend, San Diego.
Yes.
to me, it felt like it's something you have to say because it is a possibility there's going to be some rain, but she didn't seem like, oh, here comes a big one. It's coming. It was more like, yeah, I mean, we're probably going to get a little, you know, some drizzle and wetness, but it's probably not going to hit us really hard. And if you're prepared, I don't think it's going to be a huge problem on Saturday night at the game.
Can you ever be prepared with two demon seeds at your side? On kid night, by the way.
As Keegan says, emergency ponchos.
All right.
Plastic bags to put over your children.
They will be at my doorstep. If Hannah's listening, and I'm sure she is, they'll be at my doorstep from Amazon by the time I get home from work, I'm sure. But yeah, we definitely want to go. I want to see the spectacle. I want to be there.
That must be the biggest grind. I mean, watching that Padres road trip in Pittsburgh and all the fans in New York who have to go and wear, you know, giant rain ponchos throughout the game.
Happened last night.
Stay kind of dry.
Yeah.
It looks kind of miserable, honestly.
You're a press box guy. You've been sitting in the press box your whole life. You've never had to lower yourself.
I went
down
to a
there.
Ton of games when I was a kid, and I can only remember like once or twice ever sitting through any rain in the stands
in
San Diego.
It rains once or twice.
Well, really, yeah. In the summer, it almost never does. One of them was for a Chargers game. That was a playoff game in January. And there was just so little rain in San Diego. We are spoiled. No doubt about that.
No question about it. With 18 people, you know, I got to get the temperature. The other parents too. You're probably going to have there's probably going to be one dad, and I think I know who it is. He's like, rain or shine, let's go. We're going to grind through this thing. Like, all right, I'll go. But I mean, I can sit home and watch it on TV in the comfort of my own home and not have to go with 18 people. I think that's also an opportunity.
See, now Petco Park, there's a lot of covered areas. Not so
there's
much
some.
At Snapdragon Stadium.
Is there not?
Not a ton.
Well, there's a concourse.
Yeah, but it's open air for the most part.
Yeah. It's true.
You haven't been down there.
I've only been once.
There's not a lot. There's a couple of, like, behind the stands. You
can all pile in together under the bleachers.
Be a lot of people under the bleachers at one time.
No, it was a huge win. Three straight wins, is that right?
Three straight losses.
Yeah.
So a nice little bounce back from SDFC.
I flipped it over. I watched the last. I was actually surprised to find there was still about 15 minutes left and watch them close it out. And just a really, really good, another really, really good win for them.
I know you say it's too early to look at the Major League Baseball standings. Is it too early to look at the MLS table?
I was going to ask Darren Smith that tomorrow. Like, I was going to ask Darren when he comes on, hey, man, playoff team? Like, obviously, that's the goal now. Expectations have changed.
So, yeah, they're about a third of the way through the season. I played 13 of their 34
there's
matches.
So many games to go. I'm looking at the schedule right now.
They've got 21 games remaining. So
just win Saturday.
A little more than a third of the way through the season. They are 7 wins, 2 draws, 4 losses. That's 23 points in the standings. Western Conference. Vancouver Whitecaps, first place, 27 points. San Diego FC, second place, 23 points, all by themselves.
Good.
In second place. Top 7 make the playoffs outright. And then out of each conference. Yeah. And then 8 and 9 play in like a wild card match to get that final seed. So technically, top 9 teams will make the playoffs. They're in second right now.
Good. Keep it rolling.
As you said, there are a lot of matches left, but they have positioned themselves quite well to at least reach the postseason in their first year. And if they can stay somewhere in that top 4, which is where they are right now, chance to have some home field advantage in the first round of the playoffs
So rad to have a home playoff game in your first season. It'd be electric. No, it was great. Great win. Nice San Diego sports night. They're rare. Drink them in when you get a chance. Yeah.
I think so.
Yep.
Yeah. 2 wins. In fact, I saw someone say there's been 3 separate days where the Padres and SDFC have both played at home on the same day or night. And all 3 times, both teams won.
Keep that rolling.
It's a good combo if you can get it. Well,
that's
hopefully
right.
Fourth time comes on Saturday night when it happens again. When the Padres host the Mariners and SDFC hosts Sporting KC.
Emily asks, it's a good question, when do playoffs start for them? I was just looking at the schedule. They play all the way up through. Their last game is October 18th.
End of October. Yeah. It's even later than baseball.
Later than baseball?
Starts earlier, ends later. It's a long, long season in MLS.
Yeah. It makes me tired watching them. They run a lot.
10 miles per match for the the players who kind of run the most. And I don't know if that's the defenders or the midfielders who are going back and forth the most, but
10 miles.
It's a lot of running. If you're out there for the whole 90 plus minutes, you know, they pull some guys off with substitutions.
Crazy.
Yeah, it's an endurance sport.
How often do they play these like midweeks? This feels like playing Monday night football and then playing again on Thursday night.
As they go through the season, there's probably, you know, four or five of them during the year with MLS games, but there's also those other tournaments that you play. And those are almost always midweek games. So
it's like
when you
June or July.
Play a League's Cup match, and you get more of them during the summer. So they got to get used to this. It's, you know, it'll get to the point where more often than not, they're actually playing a midweek match at some point. And then you got to, you know, and when I talked to Mikey Voris, the coach, he said, I'm not really thinking about holding back players for future matches. You know, I'm going to put the best 9 out or the best 11 out there that gives me the best chance to win. And then after the game, we'll reevaluate. And if someone needs a breather or we see, you know, we feel like we need to give a guy a day off or not start him in the next game, we'll do that. But for now, just going to keep trying to win games. And I think, you know, Anders Dreyer is as fit as it gets. He has been out 32 minutes of the season, and he says, I want to play. I'd play 3 times a day, he said, if they let
him.
I want to be out there as much as possible. Guy loves running around all day long playing
lunatic.
Soccer.
Lunatic. Yeah. Straight up lunatic. You'd have to be.
I'd pass on that.
Yeah,
but
on well.
He loves doing it.
Good.
So congratulations to SDFC on the win. Quick update on Yu Darvish back to the Padres. As they were winning last night, Yu Darvish was pitching in Las Vegas for the El Paso Chihuahuas against the Las Vegas Aviators. And from all reports, it went pretty well. Little trouble in the first inning. Walked a guy and gave up a home run. After that, though, really cruised. Allowed just one other hit. Retired the final 8 batters he faced. Threw 51 pitches. Mostly for strikes. Struck out 4 batters. Came out of the game after 4 innings. Now, Mike Schilt had said he was expecting about 65. But I don't think the pitch count of 51 is really reason for concern. I think it was more they didn't want to bring him back out for the potential of like a long inning and have to take him out. He may have actually gone to the bullpen and thrown a little bit more just to build up as well. But he'll report to the Padres today how he feels. And my suspicion, if Yu Darvish says I feel good, he will probably make his next start with the Padres. Mike Schilt wouldn't go out and say that, but he wouldn't not say it either. And I think that's kind of the inclination that I'm going with, that Yu's next appearance will be returning on the mound for the San Diego Padres, probably next week on the road trip.
Flipped a couple really, really nice breaking balls up there. Touched 97 with the heater at one point, sat around 94 with his arsenal, Ben. That guy can get anybody out at any time when he's locked in. So four innings, 51 pitches, 2 runs, 4 Ks. He used 5 total pitches, 4 seamer up to 97, average 95. 10 total whiffs, that's really, really good, and looks healthy doing it. That's from our buddy Tommy. So
saw him messing with the AAA guys by doing
the leg kick pause. Holy smokes, dude. I loved it.
Looked like he was Yu Darvish, which is a very good sign. For the Padres going forward, we talked about it earlier this week. I think all of us expect the Padres to probably, at least for now, if Yu comes back, go with a 6-man starting rotation with very few off days. After Monday's off day, Paulie went through the schedule earlier this week. 9 in a row, day off, 9 in a row, day off, 13 in a row.
I think
after
it's 9,
that.
Day off, 13, day off, 13, day off.
Okay, so
that gets us to like July.
35 games in 37 days. Yeah, a 6-man rotation sounds really, really nice for the Padres over the next month plus if they can get Yu back and they can keep the other guys healthy. And Steven Kolek and Randy Vasquez, you know, keep putting together decent performances and outings. I don't think there's any reason to take either of those guys out of the starting rotation at this point. So just add Yu to the mix and you know, let him eat for the next month or so.
Yeah, 6-man rotation. Fine by me, man. A lot of teams are doing it. I think it beats the alternative of doing a bullpen day every 4 days. I mean, which is what LA's going through right now. Still winning ball games, though. You know, figuring out a way to win every single night. This dogfight has been pretty nuts between the Padres and Dodgers, and of course, you know, Diamondbacks and Giants still hanging around in the West.
We can
I just looked again, so after today, so you start with tomorrow, you got a three-game series, then you have another day off on Monday.
Okay.
But from tomorrow until the end of June, 42 games, 46 days. So,
woo, gonna be grinding.
And you got some good teams coming up.
Can I ask what he thinks about going with the six-man versus the, you know, a short bullpen, though, when you've got that and how that's going to affect the Padres? He'll join us at 8:35 for some smart baseball. Up next, though, don't do this. And Woods and I are going to talk about some comments that Jeff Passan made yesterday with Pat McAfee. He was on the Pat McAfee Show talking about Paul Skeens and whether the Pittsburgh Pirates should...
I love Paul Skeens.
...trade Paul Skeens now. Just, you know what? Just trade him. And it sounds insane. Like, why would you trade Paul Skeens? He's a rookie. He's cheap. I mean, this is the exact kind of player you need if you're the Pittsburgh Pirates. Why would you do that if you're in Pittsburgh? But there is an argument. There's also a don't do this element to it. And we will get to all of that.
I've got a do this, too, that I just found that's awesome. Putting in the work, getting your chance, and it all paying off.
Love it. I love that. All right. That's coming up next after a check of traffic with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. GEG-000466. For a full list of games and rules played at 7 Mile Casino, visit 7milecasino.com.
Off day today. If you're looking for something to do on your Thursday, how about making the short drive down the 5 freeway to 7 Mile Casino in Chula Vista, whether it's this afternoon, this evening? You know 7 Mile is always open, Woods, 24 hours a day for people who love playing cards in a great environment.
No question about it. There's a lot to do. Like, I love the California-style blackjack, but there's Texas Hold'em if you've got the time to sit. And, man, you'll have a great time doing that. Baccarat, Pai Gow as well. It's a really great place, smoke-free environment, no slot machines either. And they'll cater to you. If you're a high-limit player, that's the place for you.
Dinner tonight, maybe at Sammy's at 7 Mile. You've got the great pizzas, pastas, salads at Sammy's. But if you don't go at dinner time, they have the 24/7 players menu anytime with great favorites like the Kung Pao Chicken, the Asian Pork Chop, and on weekends, the Weekend Brunch, best in the South County, Saturdays and Sundays from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. right there inside of Sammy's.
Check it out for yourself, my friends. It's 7 Mile Casino, just 7 minutes from downtown.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Don't do this.
It's time for Don't Do This.
What were you thinking?
3 stories from the world of sports that make us all shake our heads.
Why?
How many times do I have to tell you?
Oh, I'm sorry, I fudged up, guys.
You idiot. You moron.
You dumbass.
The apple sometimes does far fall from the tree.
Don't do this.
Do not tweet that.
With Ben and Woods.
I like a Nickelback song or two.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Paul Skeen's chat incoming. Don't do this. Brought to you by Trust and Will.
Don't.
Yes, leave your entire estate, house, kids, and life savings up to chance if and when you die.
Do.
Set up a Trust and Will online at trustandwill.com.
This
is a lot more affordable than you think. Visit trustandwill.com for more info. First, though, Woods.
I was out with the family yesterday on a little neighborhood walk, and I saw my beloved postman, Doug.
Doug.
And Doug wears his Chargers hat every day. Don't hold it against him. The greatest guy you'll ever meet. Doug, hey, what's up, buddy? It's like Christmas today, Woodsy. It's the schedule release day. I go, yeah, good for you, pal.
Yo, Josh, what up, man? It's Chet Hanks. This is from your boy, Doug. Doug.
He's the greatest.
Doug.
Schedule release day. I was like, I get it. Nobody cares. The Chargers, they do a lot of things right on social media. They crush it every year, but
it's really stunning how right they do that one specific thing.
They crush it.
When for the last 60 years they've done
nothing right.
Nothing else
it's
right,
crazy.
Essentially, other than this right now. They kill it.
They murder it.
They kill it with their social media.
So it's a big deal now. The schedule released. NFL does a phenomenal job at doing most teams really knocked it out of the park yesterday. Creative.
They've all put pressure on each other.
Oh, yeah, bro. It's competition is robust.
Yeah, the Chargers,
for
if
sure.
You didn't see, they did a giant Minecraft. I mean, hundreds of hours putting in this Minecraft world. Essentially, to go through all their opponents for the season. Not a Minecraft person, but the people who are were like raving.
Yeah,
like,
well,
this is clever and unbelievably done.
The Indianapolis Colts had the same idea. They did some Minecraft action as well. But in their week one, they're playing the Miami Dolphins. And in it, they had a dolphin diving out of the water. It had a 10 jersey on, and it said Hill above it. Tyreek Hill as the dolphin.
Of course.
Coast Guard, right behind him, coming after him. You know, he gets in trouble every single week. So, I mean, holy smokes, dude.
Pretty good.
Week one, I thought it was really clever. Now, if you're Tyreek Hill, you probably didn't like it very much at all. They're going to lose by 60, by the way, to Tyreek Hill and the Dolphins that week one. Colts actually, Ben, put out a statement on. They had to delete the video.
Oh,
they said
all that work.
They said we took it down because it exceeded our rights with Microsoft and included an insensitive clip involving Dolphins wide receiver Tyreek Hill. We sincerely apologize to Microsoft and Tyreek. I think my don't do this is taking it down.
Yeah.
I don't know. Did they not get permission? I don't feel like the Chargers had that same problem.
No, I don't know what that Microsoft line means.
Well, Microsoft is Minecraft. I think they own it or something like that.
Oh, okay, yeah, that makes sense.
All right, let's go on to some baseball. And Jeff Passan, who appeared on the ESPN property, the Pat McAfee Show yesterday, where the topic of Paul Skeens was broached, and Jeff,
I love Paul Skeens.
A lot of people. Like shaking their heads when he brought up this idea that the Pirates maybe, you know, should just trade Paul Skeens.
The Pirates, including 2025, have 5 years of club control before he reaches free agency. If they believe that they have absolutely no chance of signing him, then they should trade him. And you can make the argument that they should trade him now. I'm not going to, because I think the Pirates, with some of the players that they have coming up.
Pause. It's an old sneaky media member's trick. and he, well, Jeff Passan.
Both used it many times.
Thousands. I'm not saying that blank, blank, blank.
Some fans I wouldn't do it.
Other people say it's a sneaky ass trick by a guy that I love and respect very much in Jeff Passan. He has called me to the carpet before. And I think it's my turn to call him to the carpet a little bit. When you have a national media pundit like Jeff Passan on the Pat McAfee show, massive, massive viewership, saying, hey, look, I mean, I wouldn't do it personally, but I can see why people want it done. I don't like that very much. Paul Skeens in Pittsburgh is a good thing for Pirates fans. It gives them one shred of hope to hang on to. Now, it's on ownership to get out and spend money to build around Paul Skeens. If they don't do it, that's on them entirely. But who does Jeff want him to go to? You know where he wants him to go. Right? One of three teams. Yankees, he wants him to go to the Yankees, the Mets, or the Dodgers.
Cubs.
Probably not. Yankees, Mets, Dodgers. You see, you know, the Dodgers have 79 pitchers injured. Can you imagine? And by the way, you know what else? They've got phenomenal prospects now. But those prospects, Zaire Hope, guys like that, Dalton Rushing, who just got called up, they're just prospects. Paul Skeens is a bona fide ace.
I can see Skeens as a Yankee, though.
I can, too.
I can see him as a Yankee.
I don't disagree with Jeff Passan even a little bit.
Well, logically, he's right.
If you're not going
to invest in your team around him, and the Pirates aren't, you're simply going to waste 5 years of Paul Skeens, and every second he's on the Pirates, he gets less valuable in trade, and he could hurt himself.
I mean, you can get the biggest haul of all time.
Why have a franchise if you're going to have a franchise player, and you have him for 1 year, and you go, trade him?
Trading Paul Skeens is not bad for baseball. In fact, it's probably good for baseball if he goes to the bigger market, unfortunately. The Pirates are what's bad for baseball. The Pittsburgh Pirates are bad for baseball,
honestly,
as currently operating.
If they're not going to spend money, their only chance of winning would be trading Paul Skeens and getting five guys who all come up in the big leagues at the same time.
So let's turn them into a winner.
But that's not going to happen.
If they trade him for five guys, if they trade him for Zaire Hope and Dalton Rushing and Ben Kasparius and four Dodgers prospects, those guys come up, they play a year, they don't compete, time to trade them too with five more years of control? When does the cycle end? And to have a national pundit on there going, I know he's only been there a year, better get rid of him if you're not going to...
When you decide to fork over some money and get some actual talented veterans.
But it's only been a year. They're under no rush to trade Paul Skeens. Now, they need to be work. I don't know that they are. They probably aren't, knowing them. They need to be working on a way to extend him, buy out some arb years, and let him know, hey, man, we're going to try to build around you. I can't imagine having a...
Would you trust them? If you were Paul Skeens...
No, I probably wouldn't. Hey,
Kurt says in the chat, same thing happened with Garrett Cole when he was with the Pirates.
Yeah,
We're talking about the exact same scenario.
20 years later?
They didn't learn then. They haven't learned now.
It's a bummer, man. I mean, KG, it's trading with 5 years of control is straight insanity. And again, don't fool yourselves into thinking there's not some alternative with the national media. There always is. There is an ulterior motive. As much as they want to get, as much as Verducci and Heyman and Passan, as much as those guys get on shows and bitch about the Rockies and the Pirates.
It's not even that ulterior. You know that the Paul Skeens story, as great of a player as he is, kind of starts dying when he doesn't play in any meaningful games. That's why it was so exciting when they said he's going to play for the Team USA and the WBC, because he's actually going to play in a meaningful game. And he might not. If he stays in Pittsburgh for the next 5 years and then becomes a free agent, that may be 5 years of meaningless games for Paul Skeens. He'll have some gems and, it's highlights. And Paul Skeens throws a no-hitter as the Pirates improve to 23 games under 500.
Aren't you glad that the Padres held on to Tony Gwynn? Because they had some very, very lean years here with Tony Gwynn. Didn't do a ton of winning. Did Tony Gwynn make you want to go to the ballpark every day?
He did.
Did he make you want to be invested in the San Diego Padres, even though they were terrible and didn't have any good players around him for the most part?
He did.
Same thing. I mean, it's...
Will Paul Skeens take the Pittsburgh discount that Tony Gwynn took in San Diego?
I doubt it.
The Pirates play in two World Series during Paul Skeens' career.
And they did play in two World Series with Tony.
Yeah, they did. They did. But, it bums me out, man. Again, national media, they do it to us here. They do it to us here all the time. Michael King, the whole offseason was like, how do we get Michael King and Dylan Cease and Luis Arraez to the Mets? That's all they talk about. It drives me nuts, man. And again, our ownership has stepped up. You know, they've stepped up in a lot of different ways. It's time for the Pirates to do that, yes, but both things can be true. Having Jeff Passan on Pat McAfee saying, I am not saying they should do it, but I can understand why they would. No, I have no, there's no reason they should trade Paul Skeens. None. For prospects who are just prospects. And now you're going to, Jeff Passan, is he trusting the Pirates to develop said prospects then?
Fair. That's
you
fair.
Know, it's just, it bums me out, man. It really does.
All right, finally, Paulie got our doo-doo this today.
DD mega doo-doo.
Yeah, super cool moment in college baseball yesterday. Now, I didn't know a few parts of this story, like, even happened in college baseball. But, so there is a kid named Andrew Dutton. He's a senior. I think he's like a super... Maybe even a super duper senior.
Yeah.
And he plays for Auburn. Well, when I say he plays for Auburn, I mean he's on the roster. Now, he transferred to Auburn to play in their baseball program after 4 years at Birmingham Southern, who they chose to end their program.
They were in the College World Series. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We talked about it, I think, last year.
Birmingham Southern was in the College World Series.
Yeah. Last year?
Maybe was it the actual World Series or was it the regionals or super regionals? I don't know. They went on a great run, though. I remember it was such a feel good story, but then they shut that mother down.
They did the old Mighty 1090.
Yes.
They just pulled college is closed.
They stopped paying their rent.
No, they were in Division III.
Division III? They were in the College World Series.
In Division III.
Yeah. Okay. D3 World Series. So he transfers, gets on with this Auburn team, but does not play a single game. In fact, he was pretty much just the first base coach all year long. Until last night, Auburn is playing Jacksonville State. Auburn is up 18-0 in the bottom of the fifth inning. Good time to get other guys some work who maybe haven't gotten a whole...
Jacksonville State, the Rockies of college baseball.
Andrew Dutton steps up to the plate for his first AB.
And he transferred in here. Of course, Samuel's been outstanding on the mound, but him getting a chance to hit and hit a home run.
Wow. Way, way, way back into the night. Fly, War Eagle, fly.
Look at the Auburn dugout.
His first at bat as an Auburn Tiger. Rips it well into the night in right
that
field.
That voice would bother me after
and
a while.
And that ball is in the witness protection program. Nobody's going to find it. My goodness, what a moment. And Auburn is acting like it just won the World Series.
Was he going to listen to the Auburn game tonight? No, absolutely not.
No, I'm good.
Absolutely. Here's the other thing.
That line, though. That ball is in the witness protection program.
Stupid, dude. So they let players coach first base in college? Did I not know this?
I don't know if it's kind of like a little league thing. I don't know if San Diego State or USD do that. I'm not sure.
They don't have enough coaches to.
No, it's
hire
Auburn.
A first base coach.
No, they have. It's Auburn. It's not.
They're like a top 10 team, I think.
It's Auburn.
I know in Little League, you always had to have a coach in the dugout with the players.
So yes. Got to have a dugout coach.
Get off the fence. Stop playing with your bats. God,
so you can't send both of your coaches out if you only have two to coach both bases. Someone has to stay in the dugout with the team to make sure, hey, you're up next.
I'm pretty sure Auburn can afford a first base. I did not know they let. Maybe he's just like a burgeoning coach. And like, no, this guy knows baseball. Throw him out there and coach first base. I didn't know that. David says players are usually base coaches in NCAA. I had no earthly
first
idea.
The first base coach doesn't do that much. No offense, David Messi.
Wow. I can't wait. You know what? We'll ask old Shilty.
All right.
Save that clip, and we'll play it for old Shilty tomorrow. And then let's be
honest.
We'll ask old Shilty what David Macias does.
Third base coach is the premier base coach spot for base coaches.
Well, Sam McVinny in our chat. Who's our announcer? The general?
General.
And that ball is in the witness protection program. Nobody's going to find it.
For great low rate, you can save on
Ronnie. I got a feeling his partner is just, you can hear his eyes roll.
General and save on time.
I got to hear it again now.
General, yeah, I do too.
Just a hit and hit a home run. Wow.
Way, way, way back into the night. Fly, War Eagle, fly.
Look at the Auburn dugout.
I can hear it.
That's so good. The general.
Oh,
That's a great one. Thank you, Vinny, for that one.
And do this for a Thursday.
You're winning. That was Don't Do This with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
So late. Did you ever do the total discount car insurance thing? Like the absolute cheapest, worst coverage you could find?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, come on. At one point, my auto insurance was like $14 a month. In like
covered nothing.
Covered
at all.
Nothing. Oh, yeah. It's like, hey, man, once you start paying your own way, you're like, man, I actually had it pretty good when I was a kid. I got to pay this myself.
For a great low rate you can get online, go to the general and save some time.
He does sound
or
like...
Or eel!
That's the same person.
That's the same guy.
It might be the same guy.
All right. Somebody do a little research and see if that's the same guy.
Who does the general voice? Because he might call Auburn
games. He calls Auburn games. I promise you. There's a connection.
For a great low rate you can get online, go to the general and save some time.
And that ball is in the witness protection
identical.
Program. Nobody's going to find it.
Identical.
Oh. That's fantastic.
Man, speaking of fantastic and laughing, Paulie's got some throwback Thursday clips for us we can get to. We got to take a timeout. We're behind schedule. It's Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fam.
Oh.
We're so behind schedule, I haven't even lost our place.
Go ahead.
I'm talking about SDFatLoss.com. Hello, everybody. Yeah, it is. It was my privilege, actually. To tell you about SDFatLoss.com because it helped me so much. I went through the program.
For a great weight loss plan, you can save online.
Call one. Yeah, no. Go to SDFatLoss.com. I lost 40 pounds in 60 days following the program a couple summers ago. I've kept that weight off now for 2 full years. And that really is the difference. It's the maintenance. It's the sustainability of their weight loss plan because it's based not on injections or bars or shakes, but real food that you eat every day from the grocery store. So when you are not on the plan anymore, it's much, much easier to keep the weight off. I am living proof. Right now, you can look at me, you can see me out on the streets and see, hey, no, he definitely lost the weight. He's kept that weight off. Find out how the program can work for you by going to SDFatLoss.com. Schedule your free consultation and still take $200 off here during their spring special in the month of May. Many clients lose 20, 30 pounds or more in a month or two, up to a pound of fat per day lost with SDFatLoss.com. That's SDFatLoss.com. Results may vary.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Padres did not gain any ground or pass the Dodgers last night. Dodgers did pick up a 9-3 win over the Athletics in the second game of their series. They will play the final game today. They got a bunch of home runs. Shohei hit one. Páez,
Hyesung Kim
hit his first career home run. And Max Muncy all went deep in the 9-3 win for the Dodgers. And interesting game. Diamondbacks and Giants wrapped up their series yesterday. Diamondbacks hit a lot of home runs as well. Eugenio Suarez has 13 of them now.
Ketel Marte four in one game. That'll help.
That helps, yeah. Ketel Marte hit two in one game yesterday. Diamondbacks built like an 8-1 lead and then held on for an 8-7 win to take two out of three in the series. So Dodgers and Padres are right there separated by a half game. I think it's another like three games back to the Giants and another two games back now to the Arizona Diamondbacks in the NL West. And the Rockies, I could not tell you how far back. They lost again 8-3 to the Texas Rangers, who won their fifth straight game.
7-36, the worst start of any team through 43 games in the modern era.
It kind of still irks me that one of the seven.
Yeah, it was us. I know.
Against the San Diego Padres.
No doubt. No doubt. No doubt. No
I mean,
doubt.
Again, you weren't going. You probably weren't going to win all.
What are you,
five games?
5-1 against them this year?
Yeah, you're 5-1
Much
so
better
far,
than last year
but,
so far.
Yeah, it's just kind of irks. Yeah, I've only won seven, but one of them was against the San Diego Padres this season. Elsewhere in the National League, Phillies and Cardinals played a doubleheader in the first game. The Phillies won, snapping the Cardinals' 9-game winning streak. Jesus Luzardo pitched 7 innings and allowed just 1 earned run, but Cardinals started a new winning streak in Game 2, beating the Phillies 14-7. Look at old friend alert, Ryan Weathers pitches 5 innings, 2
really
hits,
well.
1 earned run. The Miami Marlins avoid a sweep by beating the Cubs yesterday 3-1. And, I mean, like we said, sometimes the best teams lose to the worst teams. The New York Mets, who have been as good and hot as anyone in the National League, got shut out by 5 Pittsburgh Pirates pitchers.
Yep.
None of them named Paul Skenes.
Correct.
6-hit shutout as the Pirates beat the Mets 4-0 yesterday. And the Nationals beat the Braves 5-4. James Wood, another old friend alert, had the go-ahead RBI double in the 8th inning to lift the Nationals to the win. The Braves had finally climbed back to 500. Now they're back a game below 500, but have been playing mostly better baseball as of late.
I mean, don't look now, but the Central Division in the AL is like one of the most exciting divisions
really
in
is.
Baseball. It's pretty nuts. Minnesota Twins had to win 10 straight games to get their record 3 games over 500. That's the horrible start they got off to.
Got 9-10 yesterday as they swept a doubleheader from the lowly Orioles.
The Orioles at 15-26. Does Brandon Hyde see Monday for that team? I can't imagine. Now, when do they? There's still so much baseball left to play, guys. As we talked to Adam Jones last week, still plenty of time for teams to turn it around. Ben, their run differential is minus 70. At some point, you're not going to go out and acquire an entire starting rotation. And I don't know how many guys they're getting back that will help them. at what point do they say, all right, let's regroup. The new owner, you know, we talked to Adam Jones. He said, look, this guy's feeling his way around this, and I maybe has a little bit of sticker shock at how much it actually costs to run a competitive and good organization. He will get there. He's got the money to do it. They are in a world of hurt. I mean, a world of hurt right now.
It's,
they are 2-8 in their last 10, Benny. They are.
It's such a dilemma because they were supposed to be right at the beginning of their window.
Correct.
Like the last couple of years.
It was like a nice lead up.
Like, got such a great young nucleus, so they have, you know, cheap enough players that they'll have money to spend to augment. Now, they didn't spend to keep Corbin Burns.
They got Kyle Gibson.
You know, a lot of people thought they'd still be really good this year, including me, who made them his World Series pick that's not looking great. So what do you do when it all falls apart? Do you trade some of those young superstars? Or?
I wouldn't say superstars, but you can trade some of the guys that you have banging down the door in the big, you know, for the big leagues. You can, you know, people want to. And again, I don't know what
you're. So you're saying they need to add more, not subtract. Usually, when you play this bad, as you just said, they may not be able to save it this season.
No, that's what I'm saying.
You're not looking to add players. You're looking to shed players at this point.
Yeah. I mean, again, do you want to keep rebuilding? But it's like, why would I trade a prospect? The only reason you would trade a prospect that's banging on the door for another maybe lower level prospect is because they don't have a place to play.
But would you trade someone who's already a superstar at the big league?
So, no, you're not trading Adley. You're not trading Gunnar. You're not trading Jackson Holliday. You're not trading those guys. Why would you trade those?
Because they're not. It's not working for you on the big league level.
Yeah.
So you still think that they're at the beginning of their window?
No, I'm thinking they're having a crap year after two really good ones, and that these guys, you know, to learn how to win, you got to learn how to lose as well a little bit. And I think, you know, I do think they'll get there. You need to add pitching. So if you have to go move some of those guys for younger arms that are, you know, developing arms, I think you do that. Some of the guys that aren't going to have a position at the big league level, you know, that can't find ABs consistently. Yeah, you can make some moves, certainly. Who's out there? Who's available? I don't know. No, it's gone south quickly in Baltimore.
Well, I don't think you want to spend any of your capital to try to get better this year.
That's the thing, is I don't think you do either. So, I think you're plotting and planning for the future.
But it also feels like doing nothing at all doesn't feel right either.
Right.
Just sit on your hands
and
just hope it gets better next year. I mean, obviously you'll retool in the offseason, but I don't know.
I mean, again, like, you're not going to trade Gunnar Henderson. You're not going to trade Adley Rutschman, and you're not going to trade Jackson Holliday.
You trade them all for Paul Skeens right now.
No, you don't, because you just have to fill three holes. And again, the guys coming up, I don't think they're as good as those guys that are there currently. So they, you know, they would have a place to play, but they're not as good as those guys are currently. Yeah, you don't get rid of young, cheap talent like that unless you're looking to improve your team long term. But yeah, you're not going out and looking for a starting pitcher today, you know, if you're the Baltimore Orioles. I don't think. I mean, there's still a lot of games left. They could say, hey, you know what, let's try to right the ship.
I want to read one of the comments in the chat, but we're a little behind on traffic, so let's get a quick check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. I know I teased our Throwback Thursday, but Woods is hesitant on any of the clips that we have, so I don't know. I mean, it's usually you who leans into the cringe, but you feel like it's too cringy to play.
No, I just feel like I've played out.
You don't want to?
He says it like, you say it like every other week. You're like, I feel like we play this every time. I'm like, yeah, we play it every year.
Once a
right
year.
Around this time.
Once a year. That's it.
Years are flying by.
No one's heard it in a year, at least. All right. Curtis in the chat says, it's funny how sports media has made it that as soon as someone has a bad season, the narrative is trade everyone. I don't think that's a sports media narrative. That's sports narrative.
I think it's a baseball narrative because you don't see it a lot in football. You don't really see it a lot in basketball. Baseball is where you see it.
But
the
I think
most.
The idea that in football, you know, you have injuries, you have a bad season, you can have a good season the next year.
Well, and you can completely retool your team with your draft. You can draft eight guys, six of them start.
Impact players
in baseball. If you have a truly bad 162 game season, you know why? It's because you're a bad team. You can't have a good team that has a really bad 162-game season. So there's really no time for patience with a bad team and then hoping it gets better. Now, you can have a really young team that's bad and you let them grow into it for a couple of years, but the Orioles were good. Orioles were a playoff team the last couple of years.
They won 100 games.
Now what are they? They're a bad team, and they're like not a fake bad team. They're a real bad team right now. So if you do nothing, and guess what? You come back next year and you're a bad team, then you're like a negligent front office. Like, you took a bad team, you didn't do it, you just said, hey, no, they're just having a bad year. Let's let them do it again next year. Then they have another bad year, guess what? You're fired. You can't let a team have two bad years in a row without doing anything about it.
Yeah. No, I mean, this isn't two bad years in a row for them. You know,
This is the first one.
This is the first one. And again, season's not over by a long stretch at all. But when you look at what they have on the bump every fifth day, Ben, it's not good. And you saw that run differential of -80 or whatever. Like, going to be tough.
Curtis says, happy we didn't trade everyone. Padres after 2021, 2023. AJ did.
They did.
He had huge, massive reconstruction of the teams both years. to try to get better.
Yeah.
Both years. No, he didn't.
He didn't trade everybody. Right.
But you know, you gotta move some guys and make big changes. All right, we're 2 hours in. We will come back. Eno Saris in our third hour. Take on our Real or Fake next as well on 97.3 The Fan.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.